Now, on with more news stories. A local pond is drained to stop invasive fish wiping out frogs and newts. A bike thief was stopped by the owner and detained until the police arrived, and there was drama at a city park.
A pond in a popular city walking spot was drained to save the frogs and newts living there from being wiped out by a crossbreed of fish. Vinegar Pond in Mousehold Heath was emptied to remove more than 6,000 goldfish and koi carp that had been mysteriously put into the water. The draining was carried out by the health maintenance team to stop the fish from decimating the local frog and newt population. Gary Champion, Sewell Ward councillor and a member of the Mousehold Conservators Committee, said this decision was not taken lightly and follows two previous attempts to remove the fish by using electrofishing, which stuns the fish and allows them to be caught. Unfortunately, as the expression goes, some fish kept slipping the net. According to Councillor Champion, the goldfish and koi were introduced to the pond at some point in the last several years, likely during COVID lockdowns, where they have since bred out of control. This is unusual, he said, because any offspring between the two are supposed to be sterile. When born, some would be born brown or grey and turned orange as they got older. Councillor Champion said, "We thought they would breed themselves into extinction, but their numbers have grown instead." After the water was removed from the large pond, the fish were taken to another park where they would pose no further threat to frogs and newts. "I would like to thank the wardens who worked tirelessly to maintain Mousehold Heath, an area close to my heart and of importance to so many people in our city."
Jarrold's, in the heart of Norwich, has been named the UK's best independent department store. The business won the category at the Draper's Independence Awards 2024 in London. The judges praised Jarrold's as a true cornerstone of the city that is innovating and doing something different. The awards celebrate independent fashion retailers excelling in areas such as sustainability, innovation, and exceptional customer service. John Adams, Retail Managing Director at the Jarrold Group, said, "This award is a testament to how we have continued to stand out in a competitive environment. We are proud of our ability to deliver an unrivalled experience while remaining a beloved destination for our community of shoppers in Norfolk and beyond. As we look to the future, we are excited to unveil more developments. The upcoming expansion of our spa retreat is the beginning." Mr. Adams has also credited the team behind Jarrold's success. He added, "Our achievements are made possible by the passion, creativity, and hard work of colleagues across the store."
A man who attempted to steal a bike in Norwich to help raise funds was confronted by the owner, who held him until police arrived, a court has heard. Brandon Hand, 20, had been living in a tent when he spotted the cycle, understood it to be worth £1,000, locked in a bike rack on Dove Street. Norwich Crown Court heard Hand pull the lock apart and stole the cycle, while the owner and his family were eating at a nearby restaurant. But Hand was seen taking the bike by members of the public, and the owner ran over to Hand and confronted him, detaining him until the police arrived. When he committed the offence on June the 20th this year, Hand was in breach of a suspended prison sentence, 20 weeks suspended for 12 months, imposed in February this year. Hand, formerly of Winall's Yard, Norwich, appeared at court after admitting theft of a cycle as well as being in breach of a suspended sentence. John Morgan's mitigating said Hand was ashamed to be back at court awaiting sentence for another offence. Imposing a six-month conditional discharge, recorder Nicola Fitches said she had taken account of his difficult childhood, as well as his age and credit for plea, adding that everyone wants you to succeed. Hand was ordered to pay £30 compensation for the broken bike lock.
Investigations into subsidence at one of Norfolk's heritage gems are to continue into next year as further problems have been discovered. Subsidence at Norwich's Shire Hall, which served as the city's court for more than 180 years, was spotted earlier this year during work to tackle dry rot in the Victorian Grade 2 listed structure. Museum bosses say the investigations into the issue will not be completed until next year, and the cost of tackling it will not be known until then. Stuart Garner, operations manager for Norwich Museum, said, "Work to ascertain the extent of any potential and historic subsidence within the Shire Hall is ongoing and includes monitoring the building's movement. By its nature, this work is expected to take several months, but another discovery is also set to add more to the bill for work at the Market Avenue building. Wet rot has been found in some sections of the costume and textile store in the building, where work will be needed once the area has been dried out. The Shire Hall was listed as Grade 2 in 1972. It ceased to be used as a court in 1988. The courtroom was then restored in 2013, and in recent years it has been used for living history performances, as well as for public and private events."
A father who called the police after being attacked by teenagers while his child played on park swings was left shocked after he ended up in custody. Marius Dokevichen had taken his five-year-old daughter to play at Waterloo Park. While his little girl enjoyed herself on the swings, a group of teenagers began pushing an unoccupied seat in her direction, narrowly avoiding knocking into her. He asked them to stop messing around, at which point he said they turned on him. During the alleged fight, his daughter ran away and initially could not be found, but was later discovered in a nearby street. Describing how the events unfolded, his wife Renata said, "He was punched in the face in front of our little girl. Our daughter was right there, and it was in broad daylight. However, in a dramatic turn of events, it was Marius who ended up in police custody, with officers taking him to Aylsham Police Investigation Centre in North Norfolk for questioning. He was initially arrested on suspicion of intentional strangulation, public order, fear provocation or violence, and possession of a Class A drug, but was later released. He has since been told no further action will be taken against him." Renata said the teenagers must have lied to the police to get him arrested. "He didn't attack anyone." The couple who live near the park said the whole experience has been very traumatic, especially for their young daughter. "She was found in a street by a man and taken into someone's home," Renata said. "Thankfully, they were nice, but it could have been a very different story."
City Hall leaders have given the green light to sell six secret council-owned sites, which could see up to 1,350 new homes built. The lucrative deals could raise nearly £33 million for cash-strapped Norwich City Council, but remain shrouded in mystery, as the exact location of the sites are under wraps. The authorities' Labour-controlled cabinet voted in favour of pushing forward with the sales, but has delegated the final decision to top council officials. 15 sites were initially looked at, and six of them identified as priorities, with the potential for between 978 and 1,347 new homes to be built. The council says the locations must remain secret due to commercial confidentiality, but believe the sales could generate £32.74 million, No small change for an authority that needs to make £9.5 million in savings over the next 5 years.